As the Shem is Bochum, begin Perek Tashid, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Paradum, the laws of the Red Heifer and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which should continue the theme of the previous Parakim regarding the invalidation in this regard of the sanctification of the water and of the ashes and what invalidates them. As the Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding how do we actually do for us the procedure of the sanctification. So, Ketzin Mekachin the Samayim Be'efa Par, we're always talking about the laws that relate to the Kiddush. How does one actually sanctify the waters with the ashes of the Paradum? So nisnas amayim shenismalu. So first, one place is the water that were drawn l'shem mechatas for the intention of the purification waters, bakli in the vessel. Then v'nisn eifal pnei amayim. Then you put ashes on the surface of that water. K'dei sheyidol pnei amayim, that you could see it on the surface of the water. And this avat b'shichov is gedolim le'mayim. Even though it's a huge barrel filled with water, you don't have to put more ashes than what's just visible on the surface of the water. U'ma'arav akol, and then you mix it all together. Now, but if you first put in the ashes, and then you subsequently put on the waters on the ashes, possible, that's invalidated. Now, then what's this that it says in the Torah? Then you should put on it the living waters, which sounds like that the water should be put on the ashes. That's just the Rambam's That's just to tell you that you should mix the ashes very well with the water. So that after you put the ashes on the water, then mix it all together, and then the water is going to be on the ashes, but the water has to be the first, and then the ashes second, and then you mix it, and then it's like the water is on the ashes. Halacha base. Hamakandish, the one who's sanctifying, tzarech sheyiskaven, he has to have in mind. V'yitin ha'efer b'yod, he has to be with intent. And v'yitin ha'efer b'yod, he has to put the ashes with his hands on the water. Shlomach says in the pasuk, v'lokhu la'tamei, they should take it for the tummy person, which means actually miskaven until there is with intent likidush ulamiloi lazoya for sanctification, for the drawing, for the spraying, avobot im nafala efer minakli. But if let's say the ashes fall from a vessel sheesh by efer l'techa mayim that has in it the ashes and falls into the water, oi or shenotel efer biyadoi. Well, let's say he takes the ashes with his hand, but his friend pushes him or the wind blows it. And then the ashes fall from his hand onto the water. Or the ashes fall from his hand on the side of the vessel, or on his hand. And then it subsequently falls into the water. Hariz apostle, that's going to be invalid. Because it says, and it sounds like what he took, he himself has to actually place. Let's say he sanctifies less than the amount necessary for the spring in one vessel, which is putting the ashes on the water in one vessel, and less than what is needed for the spraying is done mekliach in another vessel. So loy niskadosh, the fact that you have together the right amount, that hasn't sanctified because it has to have enough in that vessel itself. Let's say haya efer tzafa b'nei hamayim. Let's say the ashes were floating on the surface of the water, v'konos mimenu mamala, and then they gathered from it on the top, the ashes that did not get wet from the water. The kiddush by mayim achayim, and they use those ashes to sanctify other waters. Hareyu l'mukdashin, those waters are going to be sanctified. But v'chol shenaga b'mayim, whatever ashes already touched the water, emekachim b'pam shniyah, you cannot use it to sanctify a second time. And v'av bishen egvay, and even though he dried it up, v'av l'nash b'harduach, and even if the wind blew, v'nos nese'if aga b'mayim, and it put the ashes on the water. And we said before that water did not become sanctified by if it wasn't intentionally put. Even so, the ashes will become invalidated for the kiddush, and eina menagve mekadosh, but you can't dry it up now and sanctify it. Once it got wet, it cannot be used anymore. Halacha Dalad discusses the water that's connected of the sanctification of two different vessels. Kli katan, shahoyu b'tech kli gadol. Let's say it was a small vessel inside a larger vessel. V'hei malei mayim, and they're both filled up with water. V'hamayim u'ravim, and their waters are connected. So, kevin shenasna efer b'mayim shebekliyah gavul. Once you put the ashes in the water in the large vessel, niskatru kolamayim shebetecha klikad, and then all the waters, even in the small vessel, is also sanctified. V'av pishal yipiv tzar b'yosin. Even if its opening was very narrow, v'le nichnas la'efer, none of the ashes went into that small vessel. Doesn't make a difference. Tzar mayim kol merabim. All the waters are mixed together, and the ashes doesn't have to be in every particle of water. The water is considered meichatas even in that small vessel. Halacha hey, hayisvayg b'techa mayim. Let's say there was a sponge in the water at the time when the ashes were put into the vessel. So, the water in the sponge itself is going to be invalid. And it's not in the vessel, it's in the sponge. And it has to be El Kelly. So what should he do? So you should pour off all the water only up until where the sponge is. But make sure not to touch the sponge, and that water is going to be valid. But if he touched the sponge, Even though whatever amount of water it is, even a lot of water is floating on top of the sponge, it's psul, and all the water is going to be invalid now. Because once you touch the sponge, because now that causes the water from the sponge to come out, and it got mixed into the kosher waters, invalidating all the waters. Now, let's say nafal svig l'toicha mayim hamukdashim. What happens if, let's say, a sponge falls into the sanctified waters? What you should do is nightly make sure you take it and squeeze it out of the vessel. And then the water in the vessel is going to remain kosher. Halacha vav. Shtei shekasos shebe'evan achas. If there's two troughs, which a trough is like a carved out area that's in one stone, but it was like two carvings. Shenasna is the eifel l'toicha achas, and ashes were put into one of those troughs. The water in the second trough is not going to be sanctified. But let's say there's a hole that was connecting the two troughs, the size of a tube of a flask. Or let's say the water was floating on top of them, from one to the other. Even just like the peel of a garlic, that's as thin a layer as it was. But ultimately they're connected. Put into one of them. So the water in the second one is going to be sanctified. Let's say there was two stones. Shekib and Zulazu, that they were brought near each other. Now, by putting these two stones near each other, it made like a trough by the combination of these two stones that have a carving out in it. And so to begin, two troughs, two literal troughs. Let's say you have a trough that was split. Now, ash will put into the part of one of them. The water between them is not sanctified because they're considered independent. But let's say they were connected with lime or gypsum. Now, if you pick up one, the other one's going to come with it. Oh, then and the water between them is going to be sanctified because then it's considered as one. Halacha Ches contains regarding the mixture of the flowing of the sanctified waters. Mayim mukudashim, the sanctified waters, shenis over behem mayim achem kosher, which if some other waters get mixed into them, I fill a mayim shenis mal kiddush, even water that was filled up for the purposes of a kiddush, but it's not the kiddush waters, didn't have the ashes in it, and that falls into the kiddush waters, harei psum, that's going to invalidate them. V'chein so to im yored l'techem tal, let's say dew falls into them, harei psum, that's again, that's not the sanctified waters, that will invalidate them. Let's say beverages or fruit juices falls in. You have to pour it all out. And here you have to actually dry up the vessel. And then you can go ahead and put inside of it some other sanctified waters. Now, let's say it fell into it some types of these different types of dye and coloring agents. Or anything else that makes a mark. Then you out of an entire, then you can just pour out the waters and you don't have to dry it up. Why? Because if any one of these things that make a mark, like an ink, would have remained, I don't need it, it's visible, so you don't have to dry it up. Because if it's there, you'll see it and you'll get rid of it. Halacha tes. Hamatvil kli lachatas. If someone was tivel, a vessel for the purification of waters, because all the vessels needed to be purified before you use it for the mechatas. But he dipped it b'mayim she'en yudum l'kaddish, in waters that's not fit to use for the kiddush, like in the regular mikvah, which are not mayim chayim, not living waters. So then, after you tevel in the mikvah, tzorch l'nag, you have to dry it up, and then you can use it for kiddush, because these are not valid waters, so you have to make sure it's dried. Hidbil b'mayim haruim l'kaddish, let's say it was teveled in waters that are fit, if you wanted to use those waters for the kiddush, then tzorch l'nag, then you don't have to dry it up. Now, v'midbiloy lesa b'mayim mukadashim, let's say it was teveled to gather with it the sanctifying waters, then either way you would have to go ahead and dry it up, because the mixture of the water that's not sanctified with the sanctified ones would invalidate even the minute amount, so therefore you would have to go ahead and dry it up. Halacha vav, karvia, which is a gourd, like a type of a pumpkin, which you empty, you scoop out whatever's the flesh that's inside of it, and you remain with the thick peel. And it fit to use like a bucket to draw water. Now, but because it's a very absorbent material, so water gets absorbed and it could squeeze out from it. So when you take that gourd shell, shed bilo, and if it was immersed, because again, you want to use it for kiddush, so you have to immerse it first. But mayim haru'in l'kaddish, with water that would be fit to sanctify, meaning with mayim chayim. So mekachin ba, you could use it for the kiddush, and we don't have to be concerned that maybe some of the water got absorbed because when you would tevel it, and that you, it wasn't drawn for the purpose of the mechatas, because only what's inside, not actually what's getting absorbed in it, and then it's going to emit into the waters that are waiting to be used for kiddush, that would have to be concerned for. But if, let's say, the tefillah was in waters that were not fit for kiddush, then actually we would be concerned for that. But here it's anyways waters that are fit for kiddush, so you could use it for sanctification. Aval ein oisim l'teicha mechatas. But you cannot gather inside of it the actual purifying waters, where they were more stringent by a mixture of not sanctified with sanctified, more than a mixture of water that was gathered not for the purposes of milui. And the reason why here we would be concerned is because the water that you had tabled it in gets absorbed inside of it. So although it's fit for kiddush, but it wasn't actual kiddush ones. And the yitz and the misarvim, the mechatas, is going to come out because it is absorbent and it could be squeezed out, and it could come out and misarvim mechatas and will get mixed into the actual paraduma sanctified waters of poismas. It's going to validate them, so therefore you can't use it. Nitmeis v'hitbilua. Let's say it actually was tummy and then it was immersed. Then emakachimba. Then you cannot sanctify with it because when something is tuma, they are more stringent. And because we're concerned for shamashkena tameim and the blam begufa, the impure liquids that were absorbed in the body of that pumpkin peel, in that shell, yitzu bisover b'mayim shemakachim is a petachah that's going to come out and it's going to mix with the waters that you're sanctifying, and therefore you can't use it if it was once tame and then table. Halacha yudalev, mayim mukudashim, sanctified waters, shenafal atoichem shkotzim and amasim, that bugs and vermin fall inside of it. V'nizbaku, and they bursted, or cause the water to change colors. Subsulim. So the waters are invalidated because the changing of the color signifies that obviously some of the moisture of the living creature has been emitted over here. And it's not the pure water anymore. Something else is mixed in. And even if these creatures were very dry, like ants, vadida, and moths, and the lice that are ingrained, doesn't make a difference. If they're bursting open or changing the color, obviously something from the creature came in over here. If let's say they put inside the water beetles, so even if the beetle does not burst open and does not cause the water to change color, the water is going to be invalid. Because a beetle is like a tube, and it absorbs water inside of it. And then the water comes out of it with the moisture that's inside of it again. So something else is mixing over here and thus invalidating the waters. Regarding the sanctified water, that a domestic or wild animal drank from, psulin, that invalidates the waters because there's water that is mixed in the saliva that drips out of the mouth, which comes back into the vessel as they're drinking from it, invalidating the water because something else mixed in over here. So to all birds, psulin would invalidate by their drinking of the waters, except for the dove, because it sucks, and no saliva drips out of its mouth to mix into the water, so it wouldn't be a problem. So to all types of vermin, that when they drink, it doesn't invalidate. Except for the weasel, because it laps with its tongue, comes out that the moisture that's on its tongue comes out of its mouth into the water, thus invalidating it. Halacha Gimel continues regarding if these purifying waters change color. Regarding the purifying waters that change colors, machmas atzmam, because of themselves. So then, kshem, that's going to be valid. It wasn't from something else. Nishtanu machmas ashen, but if it changed because of smoke, well then psun, then they're going to be invalid because it's something else that's causing it to change colors. Let's say higlidu, let's say the waters froze. V'chazu ben mecha, then they, again, they got dissolved. Then they melted. Kshem, they're going to be valid. Afal n'mecha b'chama, even if it was melted in the sun, that's still considered natural. But if it was melted by the fire, then soon that would invalidate it. Now that's regarding the waters. Halachi Dalad Eifrachat is regarding the ashes of the Paraduma. Shenishtanu out of Machmas Asmu, if it changed colors from itself, Machmas Ashen in this case, even because of the smoke, Kasha would be valid because smoke is not considered something foreign regarding ashes. Ashes are made from fire, which has smoke. Now, nishtanu machmas avik, but if it changed color because of dust, or shenafal teches cedar gibsus, or lime or gypsum falls into that, or shenis out of by efen mikla kosher, or some other ashes from some oven falls inside of it, then there is a possible that would have something else mixed in, and that would something foreign mixed in, and that would invalidate. Halacha tezvav continues regarding concerns regarding invalidating the water. Hachayshiv al mechatas lishtaisim. So if someone thinks about regarding these paradimal waters that he wants to drink them, life psalm is not invalidated them, until he actually drinks from them. Now, if he pours in the vessel into his throat, and his lips don't touch the water in the vessel, so then actually it's not invalidated. And the reason for that, the remaining water, and the reason is because since he's careful not to have his lips touch the water, that's obviously that he's not removed his consciousness totally from the waters, and he still wants to have the validation of the remaining waters. Look at the Zayin. If a vessel has sanctified water, which were left uncovered, and it comes back and he finds them covered, they're invalid because someone covered it. And it had to have been a human. And maybe it was a person that was not pure for the sanctification procedures, even if it's pure, but they have to have a high level of purity. Maybe that person was nagam touched them. Because we know for sure a person did it, and we have one suffix, maybe he was tame, therefore it invalidates it. Let's say the other way around. Let's say nicha mechusa. Let's say he left it covered. Uvah mitzay megula, and he comes back and he finds it uncovered. So imichayla hachuldo lishlis memeno. So if a weasel could come and drink from it, which, as we said in Halachit Beis, the drinking of a weasel would invalidate. Oy shiyadulay tabalaylo. Or if let's say dew could have come out on it during the nighttime. Well, then soon that's going to be invalidated. We have to be concerned for that. Now vimla, but let's say it wasn't possible for dew or a weasel to drink from it. Shame that's going to be is going to be valid. Why? Because this case, that it was covered and now it's uncovered, it's only would be possible as a svek, and there's two doubts. First of all, savak adam giloi behemah chai b'remes, maybe it was a person which would possibly be a problem, or maybe it was an animal, a wild animal, some creature which could push it off, which wouldn't be a problem, and it's not a chuldo, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. And then timtzalem adam giloi, and even if you're going to say that a person uncovered it, shemahayotol l'chatz elayim, maybe that person was tar for the chatz, or not. And therefore, since it's two svekas, we go as heter, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Lochi zayin ha-moisim mayim u-kadoshin. If someone gives over the sanctified waters, oymayim shenismalu le-kiddush, or water that was at least filled up for the kiddush, which the kiddush wasn't done yet, but he gives over a tamei person, l'sham, to watch them, harei b'sulim, that will automatically invalidate the waters because someone who's tamei will not appropriately watch it from it becoming tamei. Lochi tches, shnayim sho yishrim nesamayim. There's two people that were guarding the water. One of them became tamei. Shame, it's going to be valid. The shame of Shusha Shalzina, because now at least the second one, it's in his domain to watch it. Tar, let's say the first one becomes tar. V'chazal Lishmai comes back to guard. Now the second one becomes tamei. Shame, still going to be valid. The shame of Shusha Shalzina, now it's under the dominion of the first one, who is now tar. Nitmush, Nimka Achaz, if both of them come tamei at the same time, then the word is going to be invalid, because now there is no shame that's tar, and we said a shame that's tamei, and here both are tamei, is not going to do enough shmirah when he's tummy to make sure it does not become tummy.